was announced today over at the University of Minnesota that four NCAA events of note will be coming here. The 2020 Wrestling Championship at U.S. Bank Stadium. The 2021 Men's Regional, that will also be at Target Center. And the Gymnastics Championship 2021. And the one that interests me the most, the 2018 Women's Volleyball Championship, will be at Target Center. Coach Hugh McCutcheon of the Gophers, this is big news around town here.
It's awesome, Royce. Yeah, it's a really big deal. We're very fortunate to be able to host the event, and certainly frames that next couple of years pretty well, I think.
Hey, Hugh, what kind of a bidding process goes on for that? Do you just tell them about your interest, or is it kind of a thing where this is what we can do for you if you come to Minneapolis?
Yeah, I think the Sports Minneapolis and the university put together jointly a kind of a package of what they thought we could offer as a city and a state, and you know, they put the bid together, the NCAA met today, and obviously we know the results. But, you know, it's definitely a joint effort.
Hey, Hugh,
we're happy to be a part of it.
How has the volleyball tournament changed maybe in 12, 15 years? Filling up arenas and every coach being there type of thing?
It's a big event for the host city in a number of ways. Obviously, the Final Four, lots of good volleyball, and
yes,
yeah, arenas get filled, and it's 15,000 to 18,000 people depending on the size of the venue. But in conjunction, there's generally a coaches' convention that goes on as well, so you get an extra 600-700 coaches coming into town, and a lot of different volleyball people, a lot of vendors. It turns into this great celebration of our sport, really.
You've had a chance to go to the last two. The excitement of a team, what it makes it. What is the level of the anxiety, the celebration of a team when they get there?
Well, it's a big deal to get there, and obviously the goal is to win. But you do have to take a breath and celebrate, I think, earning the right to be in that competition there, the last four teams standing. We've found that there's generally more excitement than anxiety. At the end of the day, though, it's a little bit different the way they run it, the number of people, that the TV interest, the whole thing. It's a little bit different than the normal day to day at the Pav. But yeah, it's a great thing to be a part of. We're hoping to do it again.
Do you sense a higher level of volleyball excitement? I mean, you went to Final Four 2 years ago, but it seemed to me, from a bit of a distance, that there was a different level of having the folks fired up this time around. I think the fact that you had that three-match home streak at the end with all those great matches kind of had something to do with that.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal year in terms of the fans, and the energy in the Pav was just incredible. We were just actually chatting about it the other day about, you know, we really had to force ourselves just to stop for a minute just to have a look around and soak it in, because it was such a great thing to be a part of. It was really special.
Now, when you first came here, I know that we've had many basketball coaches, men's basketball coaches, come here and look around Williams Arena and say, they aren't sure. And then when it gets full and it starts hopping, they appreciate the home court advantage. What did you think of that old pavilion when you first got here?
I love it. I think it's, you know, we used to play a match in Williams every year. And I did it the first year I was here. And then I didn't want to go back. I didn't want to give away the great mojo that we've got in the Sports Pavilion. It's a wonderful venue for volleyball, really. It's
perfect,
a special place.
Perfect size, perfect everything. You know, the greatest thing about it is the viewing. I mean, if you put your volleyball game in Williams Arena, there's a lot of people who can't see, but you put them in the pavilion, and it's fantastic.
It is, yeah.
It's
awesome.
You graduated the best player in the country, Sarah Wilhite, and a few other important players. A lot of good recruits coming in. What's it going to look like, a younger group, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we'll be young, but I like the talent, and we're getting to the end of our spring training. In fact, we play here at the Pav on Saturday on the 22nd.
Oh, really?
2:30 in the afternoon against Iowa State. But I really have been impressed with this group, and nothing against the 2016 iteration of Gopher Volleyball. But the way this group has competed, the way they've committed to learning and all that great stuff, it's been wonderful. So I'm excited to see how they play. I'm sure we'll go through the inevitable ups and downs of having some younger athletes, but we'll be okay.
Tell me about the new kids, not only the freshmen, but a couple of the red shirts from last year.
Yeah, well, we were able to redshirt Reagan Pittman, who was one of the best recruits in the country. And she's come leaps and bounds. It ended up being a really good decision for her and for us.
She a big kid?
Yeah, she's 6'4".
That's big enough.
Arm. She brings it. So we've got some really good possibilities, in the middle, and especially she's off 1 foot behind the setter. She's hitting with a lot of power and a lot of range. Taylor Morgan was an athlete that came to us a couple of years ago, and she got hurt in freshman year, so she redshirted. But now she's in the thick of things and causing us some issues in the middle. We've got a lot of good middles in there. We're going to have to make some tough decisions. Molly Lohman returns. Sam's doing great. Sam is our setter, has come a long, long way. I think since December, the amount of improvement she's making has been wonderful. So lots of good incoming and lots of good returning. And, it's a fun group to be with right now.
How do you convince a kid like Reagan Pittman, who's a hotshot recruit and could probably play anywhere, to that red shirt would be the best thing for
her? Well, it was a discussion where it was framed within the context of it being a possibility. We didn't know that it was going to be the way we went. At the beginning of the year, we had both Taps in the middle and Molly and a couple of other players. And so it just seemed like having six middle blockers was probably a little bit of overkill. But we're trying to make decisions based on what's best for the athlete and what's best for the team. And as the season went on, it seemed like this was the right way to play it out. But, Reagan's a great teammate. She wants to be obviously the best she can be, but she cares about the program. And she understood that, being part of the 2017 class was going to be as good, if not better, than being part of the 2016.
Hugh McCutchen with me. How many of your current players might be off to play on national teams, Big Ten teams, traveling teams this summer?
Yeah, we've got a few. So, as you said, we lost a bunch. You mentioned Sarah. She's going to go spend some time in the USA gym, and then she's going to play professionally. She's been in school right now. But Hannah and Paige Tapp, Paige is in Puerto Rico, Hannah's in Germany, finishing up their professional seasons. Erica Handley's in Poland playing there. So we've had good professional success there. And then over the summer, obviously, our athletes have the opportunity to compete. Dalian Liz Rosado, our returning Libro, is going to go to Europe with the Big Ten Tour. She's going to do that. And then we have Reagan with the junior national team. She's going to go to Costa Rica to play there. So, lots of people, out representing. And Dally Santana, 2 years ago, is still doing well and playing in France this year. I think she was the leading point scorer in the French league. It's wonderful to see our players going on and doing well, not only in college, but beyond.
All right, Hugh, season starts August the what?
27, 28, something like that.
Okay, on the road. I suppose you're going to Stanford and A&M or something again. You always start tough.
We're gonna start tough, but we're at Wisconsin playing a Big Ten ACC challenge. We got North Carolina and Louisville.
Okay.
over in Madison there. And then we get to be at home weekend two, and then we go way down and play at Texas tournament down there. And then weekend four, we're trying to put something together here at home. But, we're struggling to convince people that Minnesota is a good place to play.
Okay.
We think it's great, but no one else wants to do it.
Hey, congratulations on getting the tournament, and we'll see you this fall. Thanks,
Hugh. Hey, thanks so much, Patrick. It's always a pleasure, man.
All Thank right. Hugh McCutchen. Yeah. So they 6'4" volleyball players, you don't think they grow on trees, but they find them over there.
They really do.
I think
do.
They got one of the nation's number one recruits coming in, too, freshman. They got a great freshman class.
So we just reload. Is that what we do?
We reload. Yep. With this guy, I think we're into the reloading mode now. So.